deliberate disregard for the value of human life and limb. These are not accidents. They are avoidable. They involve gross negligence, carelessness, recklessness, all these things that these people should avoid doing.
The judge now, excuse me, I didn't interrupt. Go ahead.
I was just going to say it is, in our opinion, unconscionable that these people should be allowed to get their driver's license back within a year, at the end of a year's revocation. We understand that a person can be sentenced up to 20 years, and that's the key right there, is up to. I doubt seriously that there is anybody in our state penitentiary serving anywhere near 20 years for a manslaughter conviction for driving under the influence. Realistically, the majority of these people are sentenced to 1 year in the county jail, or if they are sent to the state prison, we're talking maybe 2 or 3 years. Because of the matrix system, they are generally out in less than 2 years, and they can immediately get a new driver's license. I don't think we would give these people a license to carry a gun if they had committed any of these crimes while operating a gun. So why do we give them a license to drive?
Mr. Chairman.
Now,
you know, there's a large part of this package that I support. And I've gone through this with you before. You know, in 30 negligent homicide prosecutions that I carried out, there was never a single individual that was ever back in court. Ever. And what you're doing, you see, is you're forcing me, I don't know about anybody else, into a position where I can't try to help you come to some kind of a compromise solution to this problem. And I can't seem to get the message over, you know, that I want to help on this. And I want to use my experience on it, but I'm not going to vote for things that I don't think are going to help solve this problem. I am going to vote for things that I do think will help solve the problem. When you say that, you know, that these people were probably driving under the influence, you're just purely guessing that they were.
No, I don't agree with you, Senator Fry.
You see, I feel like maybe you criticize the judicial system because somebody doesn't actually serve the length of time that they might have served, or the parole board you criticize, I think the penalties are adequate, and when you say to somebody, we're going to, in addition to the penalties, the legislature tells the courts they can impose, you, we're going to deprive you of the right to get a license for 5 years, even though you may not be a problem drinker, you may never have a second offense, you don't take into consideration really whether this is necessary to accomplish the goal. Now, if I could be convinced that these people who assault somebody with a car or
we got to move the bill. Let's move House Bill 2974 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. That's the bill that came over to the House, A. Engrossed. And I don't think we identified anything that we needed to change in.
Well, there are a couple of minor things, but they're not fatal. So it would be.
Yeah. Please call the roll.
Senator Brown?
Aye.
Fry?
Aye.
Hamby?
Aye.
Hendrickson?
Aye.
Wires?
Aye. Motion carried. Now on the 2826, what I'd suggest we do with... No, it's wrong, Bill. Then on 2868... Do you have an amendment you want to make to 2868, Senator Hamby?
Well, I know there are some people here waiting to testify on it.
Did you want to move an amendment to it?
Not unless the committee is unable to, support the bill.
Does anyone here support House Bill 2868?
That was the.
Well, does anybody support it?
I don't think so. No one's told me they did. except that it's on the committee.
Well, this is the bill that came about because of what some folks accuse as a misreading by the Supreme Court of what the legislature did.
Yeah, other people say that's what the legislature intended. Some say that the legislature never intended to allow a person who actually got intoxicated at a place and got hurt themselves to go back against the proprietor that served them the drinks.
That'd be my guess, and I do support this bill. I think that must have been.
I don't think it was myself. Did you have some amendments, Senator Hanby?
I do have some amendments, and they were the amendments that we were going to consider for $25.50.
Where are the
They would be amendments that, I mean, if there are others on the committee that want to join Senator Frey.
I'd like to join you, Senator Hanby, and I'm going to leave in about 2 minutes if you'd like to move them.
I'll move the amendments.
The Hanby amendments to $25.50.
It's a may for that third section. The first two are shall.
Well.
And the
$25.50.
Mr. Chair, could I suggest on those other bills that we carry them over, we're starting 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, that we could take those up? Because I really do have to leave, and I can see that we could spend another hour or 2 hours here tonight.
Yeah, we've had a hearing on all of them, so we could.
You want to stick this in this bill?
Where are your amendments? Let's see, are these they here? Says,
what bill was it?
We had these before. These are serving non-alcoholic beverages.
Whereas punishment for use of alcohol, an effective deterrent.
We could eliminate that preface. The copy to your left, Senator Wires, right there,
this?
Is the cleaner copy.
What bill is this?
This is 661, Senator Frey.
We don't have. Oh, you have that copy.
Here, Senator Frey.
Maybe we better carry this over tomorrow morning,
too.
I think we're about at a point of exhaustion.
I think so.
Okay.
What was this going to be?
As a substitution for House Bill 2868. Let's just put it in our file by 2868. Let's adjourn. Senator Brown. Oh, wait a minute. You've got a motion.
Yeah.
Would it be satisfactory with you, Senator Brown? Senator Brown has given a 24-hour notice. 48-hour notice in writing to the chair that he'd like to have the railroad crossing bill scheduled. What's the number of that bill, Senator Brown?
2328.
And Senator Brown and I have discussed that, and I have agreed to either support his motion or just tell him that we will schedule that bill at his convenience next week, not before a couple of other bills that he's saying he wants to schedule first. We will schedule the bill. Would you like to place your motion or have just that on the record?
Have that on the record. Right. The other bill was 2725.
Oh, wait, now I see I'm about to be committed to schedule to it.
2328.
But anyway, it's on the record that railroad bill will be scheduled. Is there any other business to bring before the committee before we end our 4 hours and a half? Thank you for